Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, for tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations here to our network stations on GCN Live, as well as USA Radio and our selected Salem Media stations in some of the largest markets across the country, and, of course, our leading independent stations to all around scattered in between. Now, we also broadcast on the Internet, the satellite. Hello to Maria in Germany, and hello to all those people listening in India tonight. Again, we've got a large contingent in India listening to us over there on the Internet. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody out there keeping us free and safe. Let's not forget that we also appreciate the over-the-road truck drivers, men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and the 18-wheelers. Felix, FedEx, of course, and the UPS drivers, and Felix and company, the bulk mail haulers, getting the mail hauled to us, and our suicide jockeys hauling the go juice so we can go when we need to. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Trump's Truth Social website, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and, of course, the website is at CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, and you can find links there to Denise Simon and FoundersCode.com, as well as Kyle Warren, the Kyle Warren Show, and all the different contributors we bring on the show. We have links over there. So, let's start by bringing back Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
All right, and we're going to jump over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and the group is waiting for her on the porch. Here we go. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
83 degrees. Partly cloudy right now. 83 degrees. Okay, there they go. Now, you two guys go ahead and say the pledge, and we've got a caller on the line we'll get to, so, but go ahead and take it away.
All right, here we go, Denise. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice
for all.
And, of course, folks, as Captain Matt lets you know every morning here on the program, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Easy for me to say. Well, folks, again, back with Denise Simon. FoundersCode.com, of course, is the website. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
All right, we're going to go to...
All right, well, we do have a caller on the line. Exactly. So let's go to the caller.
It's Todd in Atlanta. Good morning, Todd, and thanks for hanging on.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good morning to Kyle and everybody else. I just wanted to say that I've been thinking about Bidenomics, and I hate to admit it, but I think Joe's right. He's been the best president ever for the Mexican cartels. They've made billions trafficking fentanyl and illegal aliens into this country. Mm-hmm. And his America Last energy policy has killed thousands of union jobs like the pipeline. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, he's draining our oil reserves and selling it to China, who's building a 900 million barrel oil reserve. Mm-hmm. His energy policies have helped finance Putin and his Ukraine invasion. So I think, and also, you know, all the shakedowns that his political racketeering crime family have waged. So I think, you know, he's speaking a little bit of truth when he talks about how great Bidenomics is.
Mm. All right. Well, I don't disagree with anything you said there, Todd, and I really appreciate your comments because you're telling me what I hear from both sides of the aisle right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's destroying this country is something that the communists have wanted for decades, and unfortunately, Joe Biden and the Democrat Communist Party are helping them every day.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Todd, and don't be a stranger. We appreciate you calling.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay, Kyle, pick it up.
Well, thank you, Captain. And once again, Denise, let's talk a little bit about China. It looks like China has now signed a new pact called their friend and partner, New Zealand. We understand, of course, New Zealand has always sort of taken a more soft approach or softer approach with China than perhaps the United States has. But what does this agreement mean, and does it change anything in the grand picture?
I don't think it does change anything here at this point, except that it tells me that, our foreign policy and, what's coming out of the State Department and the diplomatic side is failing. You know, we're supposed to have things called, friends and partners. I don't know who they are anymore. I'm really convinced that Tony Blinken and this White House are in fact completely bought and paid for by China. Outside of the whole scope of China collusion, if you will, I don't really know what else to say. I think the only reason that foreign leaders come visit our White House is because they're asking for some money, of which Biden will not say no, but nobody else. I mean, can you imagine, do we have the Prime Minister of Great Britain calling up, every day and saying we need to take the lead on this or take the lead on that, much like it did with Reagan? No. Like George Bush or not, he was talking with foreign leaders all the time. I really didn't worry about those phone calls, but in the case of Biden, there aren't any phone calls, and there should be. So, yeah, yep. What a mess.
All right, you hold that thought, Denise. Kyle, you hold that thought too. Folks, you're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It is a Thursday morning. I'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the hardest-working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, I will. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. We'll get right back to the group, Kyle and Denise, in just a second after I tell you that this portion of the program is being brought to you by Geico. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. They are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 27 million drivers, and they've been in business for more than 85 years. Now, if you got a car, if you got a truck, and you think you might be paying a little bit too much, or if you just want to find out how much it would cost and how much you could save, check out the website Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. While you're there, you can do a cost comparison on the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. Bundle all that together. You'll get an even better savings rate. And where you really save the money at Geico is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance to your policy, your car policy. That's when you really save a major chunk of money. So the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. Go over there, check them out, see what they can save you, and then see what you need to do if you want to spend less money on your auto insurance. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Going to bring Denise Simon in from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Hey, good morning.
And we have a caller on the line, Kyle. It's Bagamon Bob. You want to take him?
Sure. Okay. What's on your mind, Bagamon?
Bagamon Bob, what's going on there, sir, as Kyle asked?
Anyway, I just noticed where a postal worker died. I think it was in Texas. And you know why he died? Because he was wearing a mask. And this has got to be the most idiotic policy I ever heard of, that the post office makes people wear a mask at 115 degrees or whatever insane heat they have. Second thing I wanted to mention was the DeSantis border plan. And he advocates a very strong border plan with the for the possible use of deadly force if they are attacked, I guess it is. All right. Just want to get Denise's comments on that. Thanks a lot. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I saw where that poor postal worker died because of all that, because of the excessive heat. So the post office is, you know, I guess they're in that particular area, they're changing their policy. So I'm surprised that, you know, he didn't seek help before he was beginning to collapse anyway. But, yeah, DeSantis, you know, he's been all over all things immigration and the border for quite some time. This isn't just something that has been in his plan because he's announced his candidacy for president. It's been there for a long time. In fact, he was one of the first states as governor to say that we are not a sanctuary state, period, end of report. The Florida legislature also and signed into law that there will not be any cities in the state of Florida that are sanctuary cities. So he has been getting good advice and good counsel from several immigration organizations, legal immigration organizations, for quite some time, for years. And so he's calling it right. He's calling it an invasion, and that's exactly what it is. So I appreciate he taking a more assertive, aggressive stance on it.
Okay, now we don't get a chance to do this often, Kyle, but we're going to do it now. Dr. Fauci, news about Dr. Fauci. You ready, Kyle?
Ready.
Oh, yes. The Dr. Fauci Report, brought to you by Dr. Fauci. Who else? Dr. Fauci is going to become a professor at Georgetown University. Look out, world.
Who's that for?
What do you make of that, Denise? Yeah.
That's for anybody.
Well, that's where, what is it they say, you know, that's where everybody who is post-job goes to die.
Obama. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. I mean, all former diplomats go to Georgetown. You know, those that used to be in ambassadors and whatnot, they all go there. So, I mean, everybody goes back to academia. Didn't we have, what was the mayor's name in New York?
Everybody hated? Yeah, shoot, I can't, I know, the big tall guy, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he went to academia. Hillary went back to academia, that's where they all go. So, yeah, he's going to be a distinguished university professor at the University School of Medicine starting July the 1st. He has an additional appointment in what is called the McCourt School of Public Policy.
Good Lord.
Hmm. Yeah, and remember, he didn't get involved in any kind of government policy while he was at the National Institute of Health under Trump and under, you know, Biden. But, yeah, he did. He served, you know, 38 years. He's the highest paid federal employee ever, like he really needs a job anyway. Yeah, so much for Georgetown University School of Medicine.
Okay, Kyle, what are we going to do about Pete Buttigieg?
Well, I'm glad you asked that because, Denise, we understand now that Pete Buttigieg evidently went and consulted with a group that's tied to China in the idea of pushing gas stove bans and creating electric vehicle mandates. So, gee whiz, I don't know. Can we go over to China and have them consult about how we should change everything over here?
You know, I've spoken about it several times on this show, and I've used the term several times, and it's called elite capture. And I would necessarily argue that Pete Buttigieg didn't go to China. China sort of reached out to him and he was very agreeable. So how do you, how successful do you need to be to destroy a country from within when you start pushing, you know, banning gas stoves and going through electric vehicle mandates and all those kinds of things? So China's winning. And, you know, we just got through talking about the relationship between China and the new relationship between China and New Zealand.
Yep.
And do you think that China even cares about the green agenda? The answer to that is no. In fact, they have quite the graveyard over there of dead electric vehicles in China.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, Buttigieg is all about consulting with radical climate activists. He's, anyway, he's an elite. You know, he's also being investigated for not flying commercial. He's being investigated for doing private charters and all these other kinds of things. So not only he's part of the elite capture program of China, but he's an elitist himself.
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned that, Denise, because it seems more and more that there's just one elite. It's not that, well, the elite here in this country versus the elite in another country like China, but they all seem to kind of have the same mentality. Am I right in making that assumption?
Well, I mean, yeah, they're all activists, and they're all taking piece parts of the Green New Agenda, or the New Green Agenda, or whatever it's called. I mean, obviously, it never passed into law, but all of its regulations are coming into surface. And, you know, we can't go a day without this White House or Biden talking about, you know, the green agenda. We can't, you know, we can't go a week without, we can't have coal fire ovens now for pizza. We're just destroying ourselves within. If you were China and you wanted to be the leader across the global stage, what better place to, you know, help the United States destroy itself by going through all this nonsense? I've been to China. I spent a month there. They couldn't care less. And I was not in any, you know, popular place. I was in mainland China. And they couldn't care less about the green agenda. Couldn't care less.
All righty, here comes the music, you guys. And Denise will talk to you tonight on the Friday night edition, Friday morning edition of the program.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And, of course, Kyle, you hang on. We'll be right back with more on Military and Veterans News segment. Got some interesting stuff to talk about there. And we're going to let Kathy take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
U.S.
TSA News Update. It's been a rough day for air travel with about 1,500 flight cancellations and over 3,000 delays. Patty Mancha with the TSA says it's important for travelers to check with their carrier before heading to the airport.
If you're traveling this week from Friday to Wednesday, you're going to wait. Early in the morning, you're going to wait even longer.
United Airlines is being hit the hardest by delays. JetBlue Airways came in second, according to the tracking company FlightAware. The worst is in the Northeast. Several Amtrak cars have derailed after a collision with a vehicle near Los Angeles. Three cars came off the tracks after hitting a water truck that was sitting on the rails. The train had over 200 people inside, 15 of whom were taken to a hospital for minor injuries. The truck driver was transported to a trauma center. The Ventura County Sheriff's Office is investigating why the vehicle was on the tracks at the time. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy brings you the military and veterans news, and we are very proud and very honored to be able to have them on the program. And, of course, they have two campuses on which you can learn to become an aviation maintenance technician. Now, one is in Clearwater, Florida, down here in Florida, across the bay from me. And the second one is up in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. You get an opportunity to take whichever campus you want to learn your trade. And, of course, the website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Go to the website, check it out, see what's all involved. And then after you do, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. either the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Mass. Now, here's why. You'll get a chance to talk to students. You get a chance to talk to instructors. You'll get a chance to tour the premises and see what they have at each one that's a little bit different than the other one. And, of course, you'll get a chance to find out about the financial programs available to you. Obviously, it's not free. If you have no experience at all, it's a 14-month training program. And you apply for a student loan, you get it, and away you go. Now, of course, if you've got rotten credit, you might not get the student loan, but it's all based, of course, on having acceptable credit. Doesn't mean you got to be a perfectionist, but, you know, having a C rather than a D or an E or an F is better. Or an I guess I is incomplete. But anyway, NAA.edu, NAA.edu, the phone number 800-659-2080. The phone number again, 800-659-2080. Give them a call. Schedule an appointment. And make up your mind which one you want to come to, Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Mass. Previous military with prior air experience, you go to the head of the line. You can get your certification sooner if you have the experience, and you'll be out making yourself a very nice income, very nice income, one of the best in the industry as an aviation maintenance technician. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Kyle, I have some... I won't call it disturbing, but I'm not surprised to have this news. And that was the fact that yesterday they brought back to, I guess it was Canada is where the ship was out of. They brought back debris from the implosion of the Titanic-bound submersible. And when they did a little bit of investigating, they realized that inside the capsule were human remains, and I'm going to just leave it there because we've already described what probably happened. But that may bring some closure to the people who were wondering whether or not they would ever have any record or something to bury or whatever, right?
Well, from what we know about implosions, quickly they... the conditions that are met within the pressure capsule, basically, is just horrendous. And the only comforting fact here is that these people likely didn't experience anything because it just happened so fast they couldn't have even processed it, what we understand from the experts.
They had no idea what hit them. No idea. All right, well, we had to get that out there because that is part of the military news tonight. Obviously, it was civilians that did it, but the military was greatly involved, and they're starting to put together a price tag, the Coast Guard is, on all of this, and we'll hear about that soon. There's some estimates, but I'm not going to go with an estimate. I'll wait till they say it costs X amount of dollars. Now, a deadline is looming for the veterans to get their retroactive toxic exposure benefits. Now, you got till August. From the Veterans Affairs, who are planning a public awareness blitz over the next 5 weeks to get as many individuals as possible to sign up for the new military toxic exposure benefits ahead of an August deadline for retroactive payouts. Now, this has to do with the burn pits. It has to do with some of the Agent Orange and that sort of stuff. But it's whatever you were exposed to that gave you whatever the problem is you've got right now, you want to get involved in that program and see if you can qualify for some sort of financial help and medical help, too, I might add, if you're not already getting it, right?
Exactly right, yes.
Okay, what are the Marines planning on doing?
What's that?
I thought you had the same news I did. The Marine Corps is considering changes on how it allocates officer jobs. But it appears changes, if any, aren't coming soon because, again, Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama is holding up the promotions list for general officers and colonels, which have to be appointed by the Congress.
Well, again, not a good situation at all.
And they're mad at Tuberville.
Well, sure, because obviously there's some political angle to all this, but you have people serving, and it seems to be unfair to them.
Well, the political angle is the budget, the military budget.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't like some of the things that are in there, so this is his way of holding it up. But anyway, now the Pentagon, and I didn't think they could do this, because when you earmark money for a certain task, I thought it was supposed to be used for that, or you had to give it back. But more than a year ago, Congress passed a $40 billion Ukraine aid package to be used for aid to the Ukraine. Now, the Pentagon has already used those funds to split supply chains from Russia and China.
Very interesting indeed.
I didn't know we were giving money to Russia or China for their military from our defense budget, but apparently we were doing something.
Well, we don't understand the whole structure of the program, but obviously it has raised an eyebrow only because it has to do with Russia and China, especially right now.
Now, you're going to be out and about somewhere on the 4th of July, right?
Perhaps, yeah. Might just be a quiet barbecue in the backyard.
The angels aren't at home?
I don't know, to be honest.
I would think you'd be at the ball game with your daughter wanting to hold that flag again. But anyway, to celebrate 100 years of air refueling, the United States Air Force is conducting community flyovers across the country Tuesday, July the 4th, where the big tankers are going to be flying in formation with a jet on each side of it, celebrating their 100 years of air refueling.
Well, that's pretty cool. Look up.
You'll see a big old jet making a lot of noise come overhead.
That's right.
Now, the former CEO of a tech school has received a 5-year sentence in the largest post 9/11 GI Bill fraud case. Now, this is the former head of a California technical school who was given 5 years in prison because of a fraud case that was investigated by the Department of Veterans Affairs and the Justice Department. Again, this is one of those deals where they were charging for things that didn't happen, making up students that went through their program but didn't, all that sort of thing. Wonderful little things like that.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
All right, what's going on in Ukraine?
What's going on in Ukraine? Well,
yeah.
Obviously, as a matter of fact, I think, isn't it Belgium that is getting ready to, I think they're going to be training some F-16 pilots and maybe actually sending those planes, maybe in another so months, into Ukraine, because they're going to be replacing some of their own jet fighters with the new F-35s, I believe. And so they may actually just be giving these F-16s over to Ukraine. But that's a little ways down the pipeline right now. But right now they evidently are training for just that.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, be right here with us. Going to talk a little financial stuff. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. This portion of the program, my conversation with the watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our friends at Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Moss Acura, in North Tampa on North Port Avenue. Now, Moss Acura is the home of the You Serve, You Save program, which means that all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS, firefighter, current or retired, whether or not you are a police officer, sheriff's deputy, state trooper, or security, current or retired, and you have your ID because you're not just going to walk in there and whatever, but you show them who you are. You get yourself a discount, and church pastors, too, and the ones that are active and retired. They're located at North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan, side by side. And their website is Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Don't forget, you also get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And, of course, you can get the extended warranty, too, if that's what you want to do. I have the 2-year extended warranty on my vehicle, and it's working out just fine. Thank you. Don't forget, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, and tell them the captain sent you. All right, let's go up here. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, the birthday boy this week, is back with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, how smoky is it up there?
I haven't gone outside. Yeah, yesterday it wasn't bad. And, you know, quite frankly, I mean, I'm looking outside right now. I mean, before, you know, when it was hit us last time, it looked like Armageddon outside. I think that the feds are using this as an excuse for their complete breakdown at the FAA and the travel disaster that has taken place right now. I mean, it's ridiculous, and I think they're going to use that as an excuse.
Well, but they already are. They already are. You're right. You're 100% accurate. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it is an absolute, I mean, it's embarrassing. This Pete Buttigieg does not have a clue. Yeah, I went into it yesterday. I mean, you're talking about not having enough air traffic controllers. Why? I mean, it's a job that pays six figures. You need an associate's degree, then they train you. You mean to tell me you can't find people to do these jobs?
Military.
I mean, it's crazy. I have the 30,000 flights delayed on Wednesday, 2,000 canceled. I mean, this is ridiculous.
They did this before under Reagan. Reagan brought the military air controllers over to the civilian sector when they went on strike. Remember that?
Yes.
They can do it again. If that's the case, they can do it again. There is no excuse.
No, this is ridiculous. It really is. I mean, it's an absolute disaster.
Now, I can tell you from a health standpoint what concerns me, and that's the fact that the wildfire smoke does contain these tiny little pollution particles that can harm everyone, especially people with heart problems and a respiratory illness. So those people shouldn't be standing outside sucking down that stuff, or if they are, they should be wearing, at very least, a respirator. Not a mask, a respirator.
You got to be, you got to know yourself, you know, what bothers you and whatnot. But, I at this point in time, I mean, I don't smell anything. So, I mean, last time it was bad. It was obvious. Right now, not so much.
Okay. Well, I want to mention one thing, and then I'm going to turn it over to Kyle. Last night, the United States Department of Justice finally came out and gave us some specifics about the charges that they had in the investigation of the $2.5 billion healthcare fraud that had been undertaken by 78 people that they've charged, 78 defendants in 16 states. Now, wait till you hear this. 24 of them happen to be doctors or nurses or people in the healthcare provider industry.
I knew that they were cracking down, and I heard that they arrested like some 70 people. I don't know the ins and outs. I mean, the fraud was widespread, yet you're talking well over, you know, $200 billion
right
in total. And I think that number is probably very, very short from where it actually is. So, you know, we shall see. But it's very difficult to recoup this money. Again, I think part of the money is probably gone.
Yeah, you're right. And the vast majority of that's only a drop in a tank, so to speak. In terms of money, but I wanted to mention it because at least they've done something rather than nothing. Because we heard the other day they'd lost all this money and they had no idea where it went. Well, now we know where some of it went.
Well, yeah. It's just the beginning. You know, like I said, hopefully they're able to recoup more with this, but we shall see.
Okay, Kyle, what's on your mind?
Well, thank you, Captain. Good morning, Chris. You know, Joe Biden, one of the themes this week has been the Bidenomics. And the president, of course, has been out there even just over the last 24 hours or so touting his Bidenomics. Evidently, it's working really well, according to him. But he's downplaying the chances of having a recession. My question to you is, you know, we keep hearing that word recession, and are we going to see it? Is it going to be in just various sectors, or is it going to be like something that's really going to affect everybody all at the same time?
I mean, technically last year we went into one, we had two quarters of negative economic growth. Recession is declared by these economists at the NBER, National Bureau of Economic Research. And oftentimes you're not going to know it until a year later. I mean, they didn't call the Great Recession until a year after it happened. So my thing is, what's the point? I don't try to detect whether or not we're going to go into a recession or not, because it's an exercise in futility. And by the time you realize you're in one, you're out of one. So, you know, I think it's more for the media than it is anything else. It doesn't affect the way that I'm doing things at my company, or, you know, how I'm going about handling my clients.
You know, Chris.
Very interesting indeed.
You know, yeah. Chris, we got a problem with chips, right?
Well, what do you mean, problems with chips?
Well, we can't make them fast enough for the stuff we got over here, correct? So we're relying on China to make some of them. Is that my understanding?
Well, you know, no. Taiwan Semiconductors is where the large swath of them are made in the highest level. And, after COVID and some of the supply chain things that we saw, people finally realized, gee whiz, maybe we should be moving some of these supply chains a little bit closer to home. The issue is with this stupid CHIPS Act that Republicans signed off on, you're basically giving handouts and giveaways to, multi-billion dollar companies. And I can't stand that nonsense. I really can't. Corporate welfare has to end at some point in time. I don't care if it's for an oil company. I don't care if it's for a chips company. It's not right. I don't get any corporate welfare. Mom and pop stores don't get corporate welfare. The fact that they're using our tax dollars, basically giving it away for the most part to these companies, is basically like saying you're stealing my money. You're investing it in a company, and I don't get any of the return on that.
Well, there's a strong possibility that the U.S. is now mulling the new export restriction on computing power and the artificial intelligence chips. I have no idea what they're talking about. I haven't been following that.
What it basically says is that they want to limit the types of chips that are going to China and how they can go about being used. This has been going on for some time, but now it's becoming a point of contention with China. China's not saying that we're not playing fair because they want to utilize those chips. Mm-hmm. So it's an issue right now.
Mm. Kyle, something else?
Well, again, we're looking at these different effects, for example, in the commercial market. And again, it's sort of a similar question. Will some commercial markets still be fairly viable, or is there an across-the-board problem with too much office space or now too much retail space that's going fallow?
Oh, commercial real estate?
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
a commercial real estate is in a death spiral right now. Yeah, it's an urban, we call it an urban doom loop. That's going to be very, very difficult for it to come back from. I just don't see it happening. Even got guys like from Vornado, which is a major real estate investment company, basically saying, hey, listen, people coming in on Friday, that's dead. That's not going to happen again. And Monday, probably not either. So what does that tell you? I mean, it tells you there's that much less walking traffic in these urban areas. And with that, that obviously decreases the value of these spaces, whether it be retail or whether it be office. And there's a focus right now in areas where, they want to, if you have to commute in, or if they want to build in and around the train stations to a greater degree so they can avoid less travel. But it's going down.
Okay, my friend, we'll talk to you tomorrow on Friday. Have yourself a great day. Stay out of the smoke.
You got the one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Kyle, hang on, folks. We'll be right back. Coming up, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. We'll be back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.